Laid thee in a shady bower, Celia with her love conversed, fairer than the lily flower, with all virtues she was blessed. Damon loving, often moving her to yield unto his will, Celia cried and replied, I will live a maiden still. Then said Damon, my sweet jewel, do not frown nor yet revile. Cease to be to me so cruel, send me now a gentle smile. Such a blessing, if possessing of thy love and kind good will, do not vex me nor perplex me, I will live a maiden still. Celia, here's my hand, I love thee, do not seem to be so coy. I esteem no one above thee, thou shalt be my only joy. Be not forward nor untoward, do not seek my heart to kill. Oh, forbear me, Damon, spare me, I will live a maiden still. Oh, my Celia's frowns are killing, nothing but a smile can cure. Now my heart with grief is filling, how shall I these pains endure? Then come near me, love, and hear me, grant me now thy kind good will. She replied, it's denied, for I'll live a maiden still. While a maid remains unmarried, then we do enjoy our peace. For this cause I do defer it, lest our troubles should increase. For my treasure is my pleasure, nothing can my comfort spill. But when double, then comes trouble, thus I live a maiden still. Celia, I do highly prize thee, for my heart is in thy breast. Should my Celia now despise me, I should never be at rest. My dear creature, none more sweeter, do not you my suit deny. I'll respect thee and protect thee till the very day I die. Oh, my love is most entire, nothing shall thee now annoy. Grant me what I do desire, I will crown thy days with joy. Ne'er was creature more completer in a loyal lover's eye. Celia, pity, hear my ditty, grant me love or else I die.
Was I sure thou wouldst be loyal, then I'd grant thee thy request. I would make no more denial, thou should set thy heart at rest. Then he kissed her, and he blessed her, and embraced her in his arms. No disputing, but saluting, thus began their pleasant charms. While their joys they were completed, nothing could their love annoy. Sweet embraces, kindly greeting, sounding forth their mutual joy. Thus inviting and delighting, nothing could their comfort spill. They commending and extending both their love and kind goodwill.